Hi, I'm DP Sidhu along with Drew Doherty for five things to watch this Sunday against Seattle. Matt Schaub, how can we not talk about him? He's been talk of the town all week here and in Reliance Stadium.
Yeah, and he hasn't shrunk away from that. You know, that's one of the good signs of leadership. He says, hey, when the ball comes out of my hands, it's on me. And he has taken full ownership of the problems he's had. But you got to remember, two of the three games this year, he's helped bring the Texans back from a deficit. He's going to be in a friendly confine. Texans haven't lost at home this season. And, you know, he's got his number one receiver, Andre Johnson, back. So that'll be good. And he's also got DeAndre Hopkins. So let's look for not a bounce back game, but a better game for Matt Schaub as opposed to weeks past.
Last week, the Texans were without Duane Brown, all-pro left tackle. Yes. He's still struggling with that toe injury. What do you expect for Sunday? Is he going to be back?
You know, if you'd asked me that on Monday, I'd have said, no chance. But then we saw him practice on Thursday, and he was out there with the starters. On Friday, he didn't practice outside. I don't see him going. I think you're going to see Ryan Harris, and I think that's one of the reasons that Schaub and the rest of the offense kind of struggled last week, because you didn't have your all-pro left tackle in the game.
Seattle has injuries of its own on the offensive line. Let's talk about some of the guys that are going to be standing in for the starters.
Yeah, they're hobbled, you could say. At least two offensive linemen, maybe three, who were supposed to start the season, not going to play on Sunday against the Texans. Texans are pretty good on the defensive line with J.J. Watt, Antonio Smith, and then outside you got Whitney Merciless, who's having a very good season rushing the passer. So you can expect them to get after Russell Wilson and company.
Running game, as far as Arian Foster and Marshawn Lynch, they're both having good seasons so far, but what do you expect from them on Sunday? Who's going to have a better running game?
You know, I'm not going out on a huge limb here, but whoever runs the ball better on Sunday, and you can pretty much say this every Sunday, but especially this one, I think that the team that runs better wins against, you know, or the team that runs better wins the game.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I'm spitting it out, and I'm very simple, but I promise you, the Texans can get 100 yards. It's all but a lock that this game is a win for Houston.
Well, it'll be a challenge with both teams out with offensive linemen, but, you know, it all evens out in the end, does it not?
That's why you got to play the game. Yep.
Five things to watch. I'm DP Sidhu along with Drew Doherty. For everything else, Texans, and for all the coverage, check out our website, HoustonTexans.com.